that you were coming, and I had to fly down from Nigeria.
So this is the ministry.
This is the ministry, Papa.
Observe how amazed he was when the man of God mentions the name of the person who invited him to attend the crusade.
Do you know any friend called the pastor Apia?
Yes, he's the one who invited me.
The prophet revealed to him how small his ministry was and how he has been struggling.
Papa, change my life.
I want to tell you something. Your ministry is struggling. It's not a big ministry.
Yes, sir.
It's a small ministry.
Very small, Papa.
See how stunned he was when the prophet said God had instructed him to release the gift of impartation on him.
And what God will give you impartation?
Jesus, that is what I mean, Papa.
Think again. You will see amazing
death.
Think again. For the last time. It is done.
As by the dictates of the Holy Spirit, notice how shocked, anxious, and nervous he was when the man of God decided to decorate him with his necktie.
From now onwards, take my tie.
He simply could not hold back his inner joy as he beheld the grace right before his very presence. Watch as he screams out of elation and passion.
Hey, I receive! I saw this in my revelation before coming from Nigeria. I receive!
Carefully observe the absolute joy and ecstasy to the extent of losing his voice when Major One, Prophet Shepherd Bushiri, decorated him with his necktie.
Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus! I receive!
Aside to me, he said, I saw Keystone. I said, I don't understand. He said, it's in your phone.
Oh, you mean you came to Ghana?
Yes.
When I was in Ghana?
Yes, Papa.
When I was ministering in Ghana?
Yes, Papa.
And I said what?
You said you see Keystone, and I don't understand. You said the Keystone, they send you a message, it's in your phone. He said, bring your phone. I rushed and I picked up my phone.
I told you that I've got a message from...
Keystone. Yes, so when I checked...
And you...
I forgot.
You forgot, and
I said... It was later I discovered it was my bank account in Nigeria.
Yes, Papa, I can remember. Keystone. Sorry, it was my bank name in Nigeria. Keystone.
And I said, okay.
And you asked me what is happening there.
What's happening there? Papa, I have nothing in the account. This man forgot completely.
I said, in Ghana, let us know. We'll take you around. Another say, anytime you're in Ghana, we are going to pay your hotel bill and the rest of that. In short, but when I arrived Ghana, I was not having too much money to pay for hotel. But I got to the hotel trying to know how much it will cost me to check in. A man looked at me and said, you're a pastor. I said, yes. He said, where is your church? I said, I'm coming from Nigeria. He paid stretch 5 days for me in suits.
His ministry, which the man of God had prophesied as stuttering, has taken a new turn. Listen to him carefully as he recounts.
But ever since Papa bore me that time, I prophesy in capital letters.
Oh, yes.
Nature.
I prophesy in capital letters. I used to beg members to come to church. Hey. I will call them, say, are you coming? Say, I'm not coming. Sometimes I feel broke down. I say, please, try and come. I call them. I say, please, each time I see you in church, I feel motivated to preach. And ever Papa said, we change. I have a son who is here, who is a multi-millionaire. He's here. His name is Clever. He came with me. He told me, Papa, he said, he looked at me. He said, there's nothing called money I need to pray for. I said, that is the God of my father, Major One. He's here. He came with me. He came. Clever, please come. He came with me. He said there's nothing called money in this world that he cannot afford. We had to come and they said they needed about 500,000 in my account. He just used his phone, transferred it immediately into my account. Papa, people take me to boutique to change my clothes. Papa, look at me. You have changed my life. This is my son. This is my son. Papa, that is not all. I told the man I was coming to Ghana for that program, and this man gave me money. His prayer was to be a local government chairman in his own place. As I'm talking to you, the picture is also there. He is now the present local government chairman of Brazil. Look at him, Belubina. He loves you so much with all his heart. Every day you go to his house, he has about 13 televisions. One is only a prophetic channel. You don't touch it. He's hearing me now. He said, please go and tell Major One I love him. I will make that time. I will come to this church also share the testimony. And it was the two of them name I took to Ghana. Mr. Clever and Honorable Bina. Papa, as I'm talking to you, they are swimming in money. And look at my life. Papa, look at me. I am shining like my father.